We're visiting with John Gibson, who's the director of The Music Man, going to be performed here tonight and a couple more days. The Music Man is coming right up. Give us the dates of that.
The Music Man is starting tonight at 7:30, June 15th, through Sunday, matinee at 2 o'clock, and then next weekend, June 22nd through June 24th at the same time.
All right. So if you miss it this weekend, you can still catch it next weekend. It's kind of nice to have those choices. And, of course, All of this is happening at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak.
It is. And it's quite the theater, let me tell you.
Have you worked there before, John?
No. This is my first directorial assignment down there, and it has been an absolute joy to work with all of the people from this from that Red Oak area, and Kira Sherman she is a tremendous executive director, and Ann Bennett is my assistant, and she's been a fun person to work with also.
Mm-hmm. Now, these performers are all from the local area. You're not bringing anybody new, any star from Omaha or Des Moines or New York City. These are all local folks.
These are all local folks, and our lead young lady, Elizabeth Higgins, is from Atlantic, and she's a teacher in that area. So she's been driving over adding her great talent. What a fabulous teacher she is, but boy, is she a great little actress also.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, when I think of Music Man, I've probably seen it, I'm not sure how many times, dozen times or more, not necessarily on a stage, but how do you do 76 trombones on a stage that's a nice stage, but certainly doesn't hold 76 trombones plus the rest of the band?
Right. No, it doesn't. Harold Hill, Tim Morrison, takes and fills that stage up as if there are 76 trombones right there. And I tell you, we have a cast of 68.
Wow.
So we're pretty close to that 76 trombones if we had each student or each person performer with a trombone. And boy, when they sing, it's louder than 76 trombones, let me tell you.
Oh, this is great. What about, you have a couple children in that play also. Are they the same children both weekends?
Yes, they are the same children. We have probably close to 20 kids in the show. And then we have high school kids, and we have a wonderful cast of adults. We have ages spanning from 4 to 77 on that stage.
Wow.
Oh, we've got the range of age, let me tell you.
Yes. So, you know, I'm assuming, John, that everybody knows the story of Music Man, but maybe you ought to give us a couple sentences just in case there's somebody going, Music Man, I don't remember what that is.
Well, of course, it's an Iowa story, and it deals with a traveling salesman that comes into River City, Iowa, to scam the town with musical instruments, uniforms, and material to play, learn to play music, and then get out of town before he's caught. Well, he gets falls in love with the very prudish librarian of the town, who at first is going to let him have it and expose him, and then they both sort of fall in love with each other, and he gets his foot caught in the door, he says.
That's for sure. So I think he's stuck in River City. But, of course, it's one of those stories that all ends well. So that's great. What do you like about The Music Man?
I think this is my 12th time that I've done Music Man in my career. And what I love about it is it's so Iowa. I'm not originally from Iowa. I'm from Chicago. And I tell you, it's what Iowa is all about. The friendly people, it's sort of the All Iowa Magazine come to life. Mm-hmm. And it is so fun to watch the people in today's society willing to learn about 1912 when the show takes place and put themselves back into an era that is far less complicated, and Lord knows it doesn't have any technology as we have today.
Yeah, the biggest
still
thing
has the same basic wonderful Iowa feeling and their ideas about life, and it's so wonderful.
Now, if there's any technology, it's the Wells Fargo wagon coming to town.
Right.
So let's talk a little more about you, John. We're visiting with John Gibson, who's the director of the Music Man, going to be performed here tonight and a couple more days. How did you get interested, I guess, in directing? Because I'm guessing you don't just direct musicals. How did that all start in your life?
Well, as I said, I'm a Chicago kind of guy, and when I was in fifth grade, I was introduced through Northwestern University to the theater and got involved and sort of fell in love with it, continued through junior high and high school, and I took up dancing and watched how directors directed and went to lots of shows in Chicago and musicals and plays. So and as I went on through my career and going to college, I got my English theater speech degree from the University of South Dakota, and then started my teaching career in Indiana at Mishawaka High School. And you have to direct plays and musicals and contest pieces, especially here in Iowa. And so that's how my career has been. So I ended up spending 43 years directing musicals and plays and contest pieces through Iowa High School Speech Association, just had a ball. So I've made my career and my life choices in theater, and it's been absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And here you still are. Well, Sandy Kneisel from Griswold is one of the participants, and she just had great things to say about you, John. What a motivator. And that makes me ask, you know, we hear the title director. What is the director's job?
Okay. He is sort of, or she is, they are coordinators between all the factions of the show, the lighting, the sets, the costumes, the makeup, the directing of the show, working with a choreographer, working with the music director, and you have to sort of put and keep all these strings into one hand and make sure that they are all coming together in the end so that the final product is a team effort. And so not only does a director have to be the eyes of the audience while you're putting the show together, the director also has to sort of keep track of all that's going on, and with Kara being the executive director, then I have to coordinate with her so she can make sure that all the other aspects are put together, such as publicity and, of course, radio interviews like this, and tickets, and having the theater ready for the audience to come in. So it's a large responsibility.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people skills involved there. I'm thinking keeping personalities working together, as you say, teamwork. So you have a challenge to do that.
Right.
We probably need to review. You mentioned the days that this is going to be given, but we probably should remind people how to get tickets and how much tickets are, and again remind folks of how to find the Performing Center.
Okay. Ticket prices are for adults $20 and students $10. To call the theater, the phone number is 712-623-3183, and there are still tickets available, but oh my gosh, as soon as it went out, people started calling in and buying tickets, but there are still some good seats available for all shows right now. And the theater is really easy to find. It's right on in Red Oak, right on 34,
right,
Highway 34. And you can't miss it because it's right next door to MediaCom. And it's right, if you're coming to the from the east, it's right on the left-hand side before the four-way red stop in Red Oak. And if you're coming from the west, it's on the right after the four-way stop.
And it has, there's something, now I'm losing my thought about it. There's something unique about it. That building stands out. It doesn't just blend into the background.
No, it does stand out. It's very contemporary, and it's got a yellow entrance so that you can see it. It's a metal entrance, and then the windows that face the lake, face the road, are blue. So it is. Uh-huh. It's very recognizable, and then they have a sign that scrolls all the different events that go on at the Wilson, plus, of course, Music Man.
Okay, well, folks, you better get your tickets, and there is a website, of course. Just put in Wilson Performing Arts Iowa, and you'll get it, and so you get information there too. So we want to thank you very much, John Gibson, and wish you the best. I don't know if we tell a director to break his leg or not, but
thank you.
Yes,
it's been great.
Thank you so much. And until next time, here is a thought: we tire of those pleasures we take, but never of those we give.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Camlin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Camlin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Camlin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512, or in Harlan, 755-3286.